This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Hope you are having a great Thursday. It's your boys, Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks for being here, and thanks for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station, its number one sports show. Coming up, Dyson Daniels. In about 20 minutes, we'll talk with him, not only about the big game last week, but we got to build on this, or last couple of days, should I say, 2 days ago, against Boston. We got to build on this, man. Wizards come in here. Let me help you guys. They're terrible. You've got to beat the Wizards on Friday night.
That's what's been so frustrating about this Hawks team. Even like when they beat the Celtics, you know, when DeJounte Murray without Trey last year, you know, then you turn right around and leave a clunker. So this team has got a lot of promise, you know, if you ever get the full roster. I mean, when's the last time we've had all 10 guys, you know, of the 12 or however you carry, all out there and ready to go? Never. Literally never. Going all the way back to, if we're honest, I mean, to Coach Nate. So that would be a nice thing to get going. And certainly Trey with that Achilles tendonitis, like, that's nothing to sneeze at. We've talked about how serious that injury is. But, you know, when he gets back out there, guys, go time is for me is around after the New Year's,
yeah,
into the All-Star break.
Yeah. And hopefully everybody's back and playing well.
And let's go make a run, man. Let's get out, as we said, this lousy rut we've been in.
Yeah, a couple of 50-point performances, by the way, just quickly, NBA stuff. Last night, Giannis had 50, Mike. Wimby.
50 for Wembanyama.
Wimby. And you told me, I don't know when Pop's going to be back. He had a mild stroke.
They're saying that Greg Popovich had a mild stroke, and so the timeline is being set by him and his doctors in San Antonio. So obviously he's no spring chicken, but and some folks are saying maybe he'll step away. But as some, I think we've had other NBA analysts have said, what would he do if he didn't have basketball?
Yeah. Listen, we wish them nothing but the best, but that is something everybody's talking about, the development of Wimby without him being there. Wimby's just showing you he can flat-out play. He's going to be a dude, man. If you haven't watched any of him, Spurs have a promising future once again with one of the biggest and brightest young stars in the league. Dyson Daniels on the way in about 15 minutes. Right now, let's get to an NFL Blitz! More on the Falcons coming up. But, Mike, we got to talk about what's going on with the Saints. Who are they going to hire as their new head coach? Now, they got a leg up because they let Dennis Allen go. We know this, you know, 2 weeks now ago, and they'll ride this out because there's no reason to rush the process. Mm. But they will have first dibs on pretty much anybody that's available that they might want to go after, and Mickey Loomis is leading this charge. The only reason I care, guys, is because they're in our division.
Well, there's a couple of the new names, and that would be coming from the Lions. You know, Aaron Glenn.
Oh, yeah.
And that they have a lot of folks saying it's his turn.
He came from there.
Right. And you'll steal one of Ben Johnson's assistants. You know, maybe you bring some guys from the – now, see, Ben – now, wasn't it Ben Johnson? It was all hot and bothered to get a job, and then he kind of chickened out.
He did.
Last minute. So, now, you got to leave the nest at some point. But maybe he just didn't like, for whatever reason, some of the opportunities that were out there. And he had basically, it was all his. The world was his oyster last year. He was mentioned and listed with everything. Todd Monken, and now he's still young, relatively young enough to be able to get another head coaching gig.
Do you think he? That's interesting.
Yeah, he's been a head coach in college.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about Monken. You're right, because the way the Ravens are playing and what he's done with Lamar, that he'll be a hot candidate.
Go get yourself that hot young quarterback out of the draft. Let Monken mold him. Mike Vrabel, who's now working with the Browns.
Yep.
Certainly, look, his track
record. I know he wants to
coach. His track record was good. The problem with Vrabel is they kind of cut him off at the knees with terrible decisions by his general manager at the behest of the ownership in Nashville.
Yeah, I don't blame any of that at the last couple of seasons on Vrabel. Anybody in football, they all know what the deal is. And Mike, I think he can coach. I think he knows how to build a culture. What about the Belichick thing?
Well, that's just it. I mean, all those same names would apply to Jerry Jones and the Cowboys. And do you want to go to Dallas? Because the Dallas Cowboys, look, it is still the prestigious job, and it's still there'll be 15,000 people who take that job in a heartbeat. But, you know, what is it going to be? What's your ceiling? Where's this going to go? Knowing the limitations that that team puts on itself through bad decision making, and it's the way the chain of command works under Jerry. But yeah, Ben Johnson, I think he's going to be the number one dude. But you saw Aaron Glenn. Remember on Hard Knocks a couple years ago? He's so they're both impressive, but Aaron Glenn is super impressive.
I've known Aaron for a long time. He was Texas A&M. He's a Texas guy. Played for the Houston Texans. I've known AG for a long time. He is a quality dude. Mike didn't know what kind of coordinator he'd be in the NFL, but he's turned out to be really good. And it wouldn't surprise me if the Saints go, they know him really well. Remember, Dan Campbell basically did what these coaches do. He took half the staff with him. And AG was there as a secondaries coach with the Saints, and he took him to become his defensive coordinator with the Detroit Lions. That wouldn't surprise me at all because Mickey Loomis and company are very familiar with him.
Another article from The Athletic says Belichick, Vrabel, and then it says Deion Sanders. Now, is Deion going to leave Colorado high and dry when he loses his sons and obviously, you know, one of the best two-way players in the league, you know, in the country, and Hunter? I don't know.
Here's my thing about Deion. I said, first of all, he's about to get a big pay raise, regardless of what happens. But if they win the Big 12, Mike, and they go to the college football playoff, he's about to pick the number. And he does that at Colorado and stays and continues to build. Or, Mike, his buyout is so ridiculous, right? That somebody's going to come along and he's going to make a ridiculous amount of money somewhere else. But here's the deal about Deion. He can pick and choose now. Right. He literally is in the driver's seat. If he wants to go to the NFL, and he said all these years, every time he's talked to us, he said, I don't want to deal with NFL players. He's always said this. He thinks he can deal and relate with college players, but we all know the college game has changed.
Yeah, it's basically one and the same. It's semi-pro and pro. And, you know, Deion, he's already got a staff, which is, I mean, like, it's a who's who of former stars and Pro Bowlers and, you know, Hall of Famers type level of coaching, which would translate to the NFL. I mean, to me, there's no difference, you know, as long as you got the right guys, and he does have a hell of a staff.
He does. I mean, Warren Sapp is D-line's coach. I mean, seriously, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you don't think Sapp is in there coaching these guys?
Not to mention, you know, yes.
He's an analyst to O's point.
But still, to recruit, I mean, I'd rather go draft somebody and get my general manager to go buy somebody as opposed to have to recruit in this environment today.
It's a good call. But Deion's going to be able to pick his job, I think.
You're FSU right. Guys hit me up in the text line. Florida State, they got no money. You got no money.
Well, if you're going to fire him and pay Norville.
It's $63 million to buy Norville out. It goes down to 54 if next year. We're stuck, guys. We got a car in the front. It's a car on those cinder blocks in your front, in your driveway. It got no wheels. That's what you're stuck with.
What has he done to have a $63 million buyout? At least Jimbo had won a national championship.
This is what everybody does. It was started by Notre Dame with Charlie Weiss.
They did.
Ty Willingham, same thing. Teams outbid themselves for their coach. And there was no way in God's green earth Alabama was going to hire Mike Norvell. But anyway, getting back to Deion, as we said, he'll have opportunities, man, in both pro and college.
It's crazy. Hey, it's our NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Anthony Richardson is back, Mike. He is going to start for the Colts, and he was asked about his takeaways from his time on the bench.
No, just so that I'm willing to be a pro, you know, willing to sacrifice anything that I need to do for the team. You know, I feel like these past 2 weeks has definitely opened my eyes and allowed me to have the opportunity to do that and just take a deeper dive and look into myself and see what I'm really, you know, made of. So I'm thankful for these past 2 weeks, and I'm low-key glad that it happened.
Yeah, and then he said, I want to add one thing. I'll tell y'all right now, I'll never take myself out of a game again.
Yeah, I mean, it's just when you think you've seen something you've never seen before, may I introduce you to 2024? I mean, it's just we're just mystified by a player that would ever do that, especially from a leadership role and everything. And now, again, there are still probably people out there going, what if he's tired? You're the freaking quarterback, okay? And there's conditioning. You know, just like the other night with Duke, you're cramping. You're 18. How are you freaking cramping?
It's three games into the season.
Yeah, so anyway, but that's the world we live in. Soft. So they had to send a message to the team and bring in like a 65-year-old quarterback to play in Flacco. Now he's back after the good news for Richardson. He's going up against the Jets. It's in MetLife.
Yeah.
That's part of the 1 o'clock schedule of games. But let's see if Richardson comes back with a bang. As a guy that drafted him in fantasy football, huge disappointment this year.
I agree.
I said you soft, so what?
He is soft. Shane Steichen. What about Anthony Richardson, starting quarterback?
I want to address, you know, Anthony's situation. You know, I've said the process for a long time. And what I mean by that is the attention to detail in everything he does, from the classrooms to the walkthroughs to practice, all those little things, right? It just got to be at a higher standard. And that was discussed with him 2 weeks ago. And those were the conversations that took place. And over the last 2 weeks, he's made strides in those areas, big time strides, becoming a pro's pro. And is he a finished product? No, he's not. And it's my job to help him get there.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Along with the rest of the coaching staff, but he's a hell of a talent. Like I've said, we've never lost faith or belief in him. And
Okay. Look, he's got to say all the right things. You got to love him up when you realize that.
In 2 weeks, Mike, he turned into a pro.
It's basically the same thing that happened with Kirby with the Pope kit. It's like, yeah, it's colossally stupid and embarrassing that you would actually tap out of an NFL game as quarterback. But, you know, you drafted him. You knew there were going to be growing pains. But unfortunately, because he got injured, he's behind the eight ball this year. He's a year behind in his development.
Yeah. Meanwhile, talking about development, it's our NFL Blitz, guys. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. This hour is brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. Caleb Williams. So he's got a new coordinator. Thomas Brown's going to be calling the plays. For those who don't remember, Thomas Brown was calling the plays last year, okay, in Carolina. Now he's with the Bears staff. He's been in that room.
Right.
Caleb Williams, Mike, on the support of his teammates.
I think those guys are good, easy. We talk about it. I think I got full support from them. I've gotten texts or calls or people coming up to me, you know, with this situation that just happened, coming up to me and saying, we got your back. We're with you, things like that, and let's go. That kind of mindset and attitude has been what it's been this past couple of days. And that's kind of what it's only been.
By the way, former Georgia running back Thomas Brown, for those who don't know. So, Mike.
Okay.
He is taking over the play calling. We'll see if it looks better. Bears this weekend. We'll see.
I mean, this is a guy that, you know, it's funny. Remember the knock, all the old fart, like, scouts and the guys you see on the talking heads? Hey, he's crying. Hey, they're soft. All right. Well, it's tough. It's having a tough year because, you know, the team has not gone. He hasn't been as consistent as he needs to be. And certainly, I don't know, did that Commanders game just completely mess things up 7 ways to Sunday with that squad? Can't put that on him. He rallied from behind to give him the go-ahead touchdown.
Sure did.
But, yeah, it's just a strange, strange year. Also strange is CeeDee Lamb, who's played his whole career for the Cowboys, complaining about the light in AT&T Stadium. Bunch of articles have come out. There's a really cool article, Carl, in the website Bro Bible, which has kind of got some fun stories, talking about why the Cowboys Stadium is set up like that. Because Jerry got eminent domain, got a bunch of things moved out, like a Walmart and everything else, but he couldn't move this retirement community. They wouldn't budge, and they wound up going east-west, and that's why the sun shines in the end zone. Travis Kelce brought it up on his brother's podcast, New Heights, saying, I hate playing that blanking stadium. That blanking glare comes through the end zone. It's blanking ridiculous. He goes, it's like the glass makes it blanking spread even more. So he's had some problems with it, too.
The old offensive coordinator said this week, you have to call plays knowing that the sun is going to be in a certain place. That's interesting.
It's just kind of weird. Things have been open, almost a decade and a half, and now it's becoming a thing.
Hey, man, let's hear from Aaron Rodgers, because it wouldn't be an NFL blitz if we didn't hear from Aaron Rodgers, Mike. And he is talking about the lack of patience now in the NFL. This is the lack of patience.
Well, unfortunately, that's the nature of our league now, right? It's coaches and play callers on both sides of the ball aren't making it through a season. There's just not a lot of patience anymore in the league. It's get this guy out of here. And unfortunately, what happens, and I really mean this, is a lot of it is rinse and repeat under the guise of brand new scheme, brand new approach. And that's the way the league is going too often. There's not the patience to go, listen, I believe in X, this person, this scheme, this coordinator, this player, and we're going to weather these storms because it's going to make us a mentally tough group or a mentally tough person, and we're going to get behind these people. And this is
what the is he talking about?
Do you mean like when the Jets hired Hackett?
Yeah.
And claimed that it would be new and better and refreshed and went to get you, and then it was the same old thing. And then
I've been in the darkness.
And you find yourself in a similar situation. Are you serious, Aaron Rodgers?
Again, Aaron Rodgers, when he sits there and gets all pensive in his pseudo-intellectual BS that Pat McAfee just, he's full of crap. He's full of crap. His skills have diminished. The team has been a disaster. And you're telling me you want one more year of that? Who's going to be the OC next year?
Can't do it, Mike. Can't win with him. Can't do it.
Right. Can't win with him. Can't do it.
Coming up, Dyson Daniels talking about winning with him. We are winning with him. And he's turned into what I think a lot of people did not expect, a very nice piece for Atlanta Hawks. He joins us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I said the other night on the TV broadcast, Mike, he's balling. Dyson Daniels is joining us right now. Here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dyson, first of all, man, welcome to the A. We've not had a chance to visit with you on the show, and we're very happy to see that you're fitting right in and doing what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But talk about this win the other night, man. Everybody's talking about it around the NBA. You know, we went into this game against Boston depleted, and kind of nobody gave us a shot. And you guys, I think you took that personal. Talk about that win and how well you played specifically.
Yeah. Now, what I felt is excited to be back in the show, but it's a big win for us, you know, Friday, whenever it was, against Celtics, you know, and we came in, we're obviously undermanned, you know, we had lost Trey for the game, but, we have a next man up opportunity, and we knew we had dropped 2 games before that, you know, we should have won, so we really come in with, kind of chip on our shoulders. So they beat us good in the first game, Boston, but we came back, we were physical, was able to, show our true colors, and we just wanted to go out there, play our game, play our style, and play free, and I think we did that, and I was able to come away with the win.
Well, we knew you were a great defender, Dyson, and then we sort of really took more interest in the Australian national team knowing you were coming here in the trade, and then your shooting really came to the fore. So is there an area you want to work more on, because your shooting was obviously on point up there in Boston?
Yeah, I mean, obviously my whole game's kind of, just coming together, developing, and it's all confidence now. Like, I've worked in my game, I know how to play basketball. I can score it as well. So, I think the first 2 years I just looked at as a defender in the league, but coming to myself now, being confident in my abilities and you know, playing both sides of the ball. But, you know, shooting still, you know, the thing that, that I'm working on, you know, being out of space the floor, be a consistent shooter, but I'm happy with, you know, the way it's trending.
Leading the league in steals, the category, you know, tip balls, the Hawks are one of the top teams in that category as well, and deflections and all of that stuff. You take a lot of pride in this? Is this just how you've always been? Like, is this what the way you came up in playing basketball, or is it something where you said, hey, I've got to find a way to contribute, so I'm going to do this and be great on defense?
Yeah, I think, no, I take a lot of pride in defense. You know, I think defense is probably the most important part of the game, you know, to, you know, get stops. And, you know, once you get stops, you can get out and run, and that's how we are. Score a lot of our points. So it's a lot harder to play against the set defense, whereas if you get stops, get out in transition, you know, it makes it a lot easier. So I want to be that kind of defensive playmaker, that mindset of coming in, you know, causing turnovers, you know, getting deflections and stuff like that, just being a dog on the ball, that sort of thing. But I definitely take a lot of pride in my defense, and it's something that, you know, I've been taught from a very young age.
Well, man, you're only 21. That's what we love about this team. The nucleus is so young, you know, between Reese Sachet and everybody else we've added, put together, Jalen Johnson as well. So let me run this by you. Carl and I were talking yesterday, and I said, you got to have a nickname because you're leading the NBA in steals. You're from Australia, from Bendigo. So how about the Plunder from Down Under?
Oh!
The Plunder from Down Under. I don't know about that one.
But, oh! Carl, a lukewarm reaction from our Aussie.
Actually, I heard one today. The Great Barrier Thief.
So, that beats the Plunder from Down Thunder.
That's pretty good.
Damn it. I had the T-shirt thing all set to go, man.
That's pretty good.
We're definitely open for applications. So.
The Great Barrier Thief.
Whatever you want to call me, Whatever you want to call me, go for it.
Now, I thought I had some brilliance, but whoever popped that one, that's tight. That is tight.
I agree. I like that one.
How's the rapport with Trey? I mean, because, you know, you come into this team. What's it been like? I mean, how welcoming? How's the vibe been?
No, it's been really good. You know, this organization has been, you know, so welcoming. You know, it's a very family organization. Trey's been great, you know, the leader of this team, you know, and just bringing people together and, you know, leading with his voice, leading with his actions. So, you know, it's been such an easy transition to, you know, come to the team that, you know, it's been really good. So hopefully we can, you know, put a few more wins on the board and, yeah, I mean, it's a long season ahead, but we're going to start getting some guys back soon. You know, we've been hurt the whole start of the season, so it's going to be good once we start getting some guys back and stringing some wins together.
Dyson, we keep it real on this show. We tell guys when you come on, we talk about when you weren't on and when you are on, what we talked about. And one of the things that was discussed about you was the lack of ability to shoot. And the irony to me now is, and I'm curious to know, like, was it that when you were with the Pelicans, they didn't allow you to showcase this? You didn't see enough of the floor? Or because I don't think most fans saw enough of you to feel like, and then we saw the averages and were like, I don't think he can shoot. And you've completely dispelled that rumor about your ability to shoot the basketball. What's the deal with the Pelicans? Was it them? What was the situation? Explain.
I mean, see, if we can blame them, let's blame them. But I think it was just a mindset thing. You know, my first 2 years in the league, you know, I was playing behind some people, and, you know, my minutes were very, like, you know, there's different every game. Some games I was playing, some games I wasn't. I wasn't really sure what to expect. But, like, I was kind of just, like, bottled up, and, like, every time I was out there, I was like, I couldn't make a mistake. I had to do everything right. Whereas, you know, coming off a good Olympic campaign where, you know, I shot the ball really well and, you know, played free. Like, in my junior career, I was always able to shoot it. It wasn't a problem for me. It's just once you get in your head, like, everything changes and, you know, you form, like, you start to, like, you know, poke at shots rather than just shooting through the ball. And I think now I'm just playing with a clear head, you know, playing free, being myself. And, you know, that's really what was, you know, kind of, you know, helped me to, you know, put up some good numbers this year. And even this year, like, the shot hasn't been falling, but I feel confident in it. Like, I feel like every shot's going to go in, you know. I feel like, you know, I'm willing to take the next shot. I'm not scared to shoot. So I think it's just a mindset thing and, you know, playing with a clear head.
What's the relationship like with Quinn Snyder? As Dyson Daniels guy is joining us, the Great Barrier Thief. I like it. He joins us here on the WadeFord.com highlight. What has Quinn said to you about your game? Has he told you, like, Reese Sachet just keeps shooting as well?
Yeah, I mean, Quinn is—he's really good in just installing confidence in guys, and yeah, he says, you know, we have a saying, it's called LTFF. It's let that thing fly, you know, leave it out. But yeah, so, you know, everyone got a license. I think once you instill confidence in guys, you know, it builds team chemistry, and we want to get up and down, you know, get threes up, you know, and you know play fast. So Quinn's been really good. You know, I love Quinn. He's a great guy, easy to talk to, easy to be around. So you know, he's just been really good, and you know, believing in his guys.
One thing we've also learned about you, Dyson, and I love this part of you, by the way. You ain't full of foolishness. You're not taking any crap. Dyson Daniels earlier this year, yes. For those who forget, it was one of the first games. Nick Claxton, hard foul, slapped my man in the head for no damn reason, was not going for the ball, and you immediately got up and were like, hey, we ain't having that. And Dyson, we said this the next day on this show. We need a little bit of that on this team. Yeah. And I'm not saying you need to be a tough guy all the time, but that no-nonsense, man, where does that come from?
Yeah, I mean, I got an Australian football background, so I'm used to being out there, you know, fighting people and tackling people and stuff. So I kind of miss it a little bit. So I like when people you know, they try to take advantage of me and hit me a little harder than they should. I can get up and do something about it. So you know, it's good fun. You know, I grew up with two brothers. We fight all the time. So who knows? Yeah, I think it's important to have that sort of bruiser guy on every team that's gonna, you know, stick up for your teammates, stick up for yourself. So
right.
I'll take on that role. I'll take it for sure.
Man, outstanding.
I like it.
Hey, man, Australia is like Ireland meets Texas, Carl, as my dad said. These guys don't mess around. It is Dyson Daniels with us. By the way, who was your team down there? I had a chance back. I went to a Formula One race back in Melbourne. And I got to go to one of those matches. Australian rules football. Remember when you spent ESPN, Carl, in the old days?
Back in the day.
So what was your position? What did you do when you played that, when you were playing Australian rules?
I was a midfielder. So I was the one chasing the ball around, tackling, doing all of it. So, yeah, if anyone knows anything about Australian football, I'm a big Richmond Tigers fan. So it's the main sport in Australia. And, whenever I'm home, I check out some games for sure and try to go have a kick with some friends.
Very cool. Well, guys, he's coming off of a really good game. We want to continue to build on it. Double O's tip in the other night, wins the game for the Hawks. But Dyson Daniels, 28 points and, again, 6 steals. Every night, man, I'm looking at the box. I'm like 7, 6, 8. 10 steals. It's crazy, Dyson.
Yeah, hopefully we can get 10 one day, but you know, they're going up for sure. It's, I told them, move it or lose it.
well, man.
We're excited, bro. Thanks. Yeah. Great to finally get to talk to you, man.
We appreciate it. Hawks in action tomorrow, guys, which is Friday at State Farm Arena. Good luck, Dyson, man. Thanks so much.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, man.
You got it. Yeah, man. I saw when you were on TV the other night up in Boston, I saw his post game. I can't wait to speak to this guy. This, you know what? Don't want to overreact and be prisoner of the moment, but he's kind of everything we've been looking for, you know, as far as for this team.
Mike.
You know, in all honesty, it's everything we've been talking about the last 3 years.
Well, let me ask you this. And Hawks fans, I'm going to ask you this. When was the last time you heard a dude say, I'll take that role on? We ain't going to have that nonsense.
Solomon Hill at Madison Square Garden.
And he wasn't a starter.
Right.
He wasn't a guy that you relied on every night. He was at the end of the bench because he was a vet. This dude's playing monster minutes and saying.
The ethos that we want to build.
Well, I obviously we see it, Landry.
Carl.
I'm willing to take that role on if that's what they need me to do, but he can play.
I said we needed to go scour the Philippines and bring back Ivan Johnson. Turned out we had to find him in Australia.
Well, he's
this kind of mindset.
He's here. Hey, man, we got a lot more to get to. Good stuff with him. Barbara Dooley is on the way, guys, in the 4 o'clock hour. When we come back, yeah, man, no man. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We just talked to Dyson Daniels, and it looks like DeAndre Hunter's going to be back, which is good. And now we await to see. I think they're about a week away, maybe less than that, with Bogey and all the other guys, man, that we've been trying to get back healthy. Dyson Daniels, by the way, a win, Mike. Apparently our listeners are digging the vibe of the Aussie.
It's so funny. Literally, no sooner did we get done with the interview, we got a bunch of guys, a flurry on the text line and on our social media saying, I'm getting that Dyson Daniels jersey. This is just what we need. Basically, as I said, you know, you don't want to get all amped up. But it just seems like just what the friggin' doctor ordered for this squad. Nice job, Landry. Again, I've given Landry 3 compliments in 2 weeks.
It's amazing. It really is amazing.
If you ever said the over-under on before Christmas, I would give the Hawks compliments about personnel 3 times.
Yeah. We got to get to yeah, man, no, man. Turtle! He looks looks like Turtle from Entourage, which is why we call him Turtle. Turtle, how are you doing?
Doing well. Not as good as Mike, get ready to break out the impression. John Gruden.
I'm back in business, baby.
That's right. Some people thought he was going to be a coach.
Nope.
We played those clips where he looked like an absolute freakazoid in his basement.
I'm catching the Falcon fever, baby.
That's catching right. It. Spider 2Y banana. I'm loving that. Kirk Cousins, he's got moxie.
Exactly. I'm catching the
Turtle,
Falcon
you've got,
fever, baby.
You got moxie, Turtle.
Thank you.
Coach. Or am I making the big bucks? Am I a Sports Illustrated? No, they're making it. They're out of business. Am I going to ESPN?
That'd be incorrect.
Am I going to Fox?
No.
Be bringing Fox attitude. Where am I working?
Apparently, Dave Portnoy and his bunch thought that John Gruden would be able to connect to the youth at Barstool Sports.
That's right. Barstool. Unvarnished sports takes.
So John Gruden will be appearing on their football coverage. How about that?
Wait, now where does that coverage actually take place? I know you and I, Carl, I saw you guys went to the Army-Navy game.
Yes.
And they were in a tent about a mile from Gillette Stadium.
Coach,
is that the kind of resources and access I can look forward to?
The 20s and 40s of fans you'll be entertaining there, Coach, yes.
I just remember the bus passing.
We literally.
And everybody said, oh, there's Barstool.
I mean, literally, Dave Portnoy, they had, don't get me wrong, they had like 400 guys out there, but they were literally like a mile from Gillette. Have you ever been up to Foxborough? There's nothing out there.
Yeah,
they are not liked by Kraft & Co. in Gillette for many, many reasons over the years. But, yeah, man, no, man, do you think Gruden will be able to – because their audience skews very young. Do you think he'll resonate the same way?
I communicate with the young people, Carl. I speak the language of the street. Hello, fellow high school students.
How do you do, fellow kids?
Oren read my mind.
Do you think, sir, that he will communicate with this younger demo?
Because here's the thing.
No one will debate his acumen. Nobody will talk about what he does and does not know. Gruden is a Super Bowl champion. He's brilliant at dissecting and explaining all the things that matter. I don't know if that matters to this demo.
I don't think it matters. Look at McAfee. He's printing money. That knucklehead hasn't had a complex thought in his head all his life.
That's my point.
I'm going to be a rock star with Barstool.
I don't think they care about all that stuff.
Start betting $500,000 on a game myself, like Portnoy.
Okay, wait a minute. Let's not get carried away,
Back
coach.
Up the brakes truck. Gruden's here. Here comes Chucky, baby.
By the way, are you glad that he's back in, at least in some way, shape, or form? Here's the deal. Mike and I both said this when this all went down. Fall guy, right? There should have been other folks. The emails never got released. I mean, we can rehash this story,
The investigation
guys.
Was about the Washington Redskins / Washington football team and Daniel Snyder, and
That's
the
right.
only thing that ever came out of it was John Gruden said some off-color things in a private email.
Yeah. With that said, and I'm not condoning what's said in the email, but the fact is, I have no issues with Gruden trying to get back into this thing, man, and I'm actually happy about it, and I hope it leads to something else. I hope this is not the end all of where he thinks he needs to be. I hope not, Coach.
Hey, I was coaching over there with the Italian football team. You saw that worked out. That's a stepping ladder up there to the Barstool.
Oh, okay.
Next thing you know, Arena 2, here I come.
He'll be coaching Chad Kelly in the Toronto Argonauts.
Ooh, you Louis Anderson and coming to America?
I just got a big phone call from the Baton Rouge River Dogs.
I will say this. Here's
You're not
what
donating for the money, are you?
Here's what Barstool does do very well. When they bring on personalities like this, they do a good job of pairing them with their already established football personalities.
Yeah. So who's he going to be with?
He'll be with probably Big Cat.
Okay.
And all those guys.
Pro football commenter.
Yeah, and they'll be able to get the most out of him in that way. So I wouldn't be surprised if this actually works.
No, before everything went down, we had him on the Super Bowl years ago. I mean, he's just
he's
loose,
solid.
Fun dude. One thing I always enjoyed those quarterback camps he would do. That's the first time I ever saw Patrick Mahomes aside from maybe one Texas Tech game was Gruden doing a breakdown with him and saying he was going to be something.
Yeah. I'm actually wanting to see now. You've got me interested, and you piqued my interest into seeing what this turns into. But I will say this, Gruden, to Mike's point, the impression is great because that is Gruden's personality. He has a big personality, always has, and that is why he has become, who he is. But it's good to see him get back in this thing.
The hype for this weekend's fight is starting to really ramp up on social media. Did you guys see the photos from the weigh-in
Yeah.
for Mike Tyson? He looks very good. Yeah, he looks in shape.
I get a feeling, because we already have Netflix, I had to go, because Aunt Matilda's passed where they found that I was stealing. I had to go put the $15 down a month. But I'm looking forward to it, and I think, you know, I have a sinking suspicion we probably won't get anything we want. It'll be a split decision. There won't be a knockout or anything like that.
They put the rules in where it's two-minute rounds, and they're using 14-ounce gloves rather than 10-ounce gloves that they normally use in the heavyweight fight. So.
And Logan Paul was like, some said that's a bad idea to put those kind of, you know, cement blocks in Tyson's hands. And Paul was like, look, we had to do it to make the fight.
Texas rules, mm-hmm. Boxing commission,
AT&T, right?
Yeah. At AT&T, this is more of that than it is those two guys. But to your point, it is amping up. And right now, and I haven't watched any of it, I just saw it on Netflix where they have, like, they used to do this on HBO, and they did a great job of it. The build-up,
right,
where you'd have an episode, like 3 weeks of episodes once a week that led up to the fight, and then usually we'd go to the fight.
The Money Mayweathers were always the best.
It was awesome. Right. And they have a similar thing on Netflix right now where you're watching Logan Paul preparation and Tyson preparation. Right. And I haven't seen it, but it looks really intriguing, which will build more interest. But yeah, man, I want to see what people think about
it. Look, I grew up, like most of us of a certain age, love Tyson. You know, I actually got to see him fight as he was coming up in Atlantic City with my dad once, and I just love the idea of him beating the snot out of some YouTube guy, because I don't vibe that whole thing. But I don't know. I just figure Logan Paul just kind of dance around. We'd love to see somebody get knocked out. I just don't know if we're going to get that payoff.
It's Jake Paul.
What did I say?
Logan Paul's the YouTuber. Jake Paul is the fighter.
Right.
Yeah.
I'd love to see Tyson beat up both of them.
I don't want to see Mike knocked out. I've told you guys this. This is my fear, right? Because then it's like, it shouldn't take away from anything that he's accomplished in his career. But anytime you step into the ring, people say you're dealing with your legacy. I don't care if it's for fun. I don't care if it's for charity. So that's part of this, and I'm glad Tyson's taking it serious. It seems like, Turtle, he's taking this very seriously.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I'm going to play a clip here. So the narrative surrounding it is Jake Paul's come out and basically said, nobody this generation knows who you are.
Oh!
And Mike Tyson responded in kind.
Well, it's the family's everything, but my kids, to my children, I'm nobody. But that night, they're going to find out their father's very special.
So family and legacy on the line here. I like it.
Wait, he said to my kids, I'm nobody. And then what did he say?
They're going
to
find out who I am.
Yeah, they're going to find out this
They're going to find out who their father is. He's a bad man.
Who your daddy is.
I just want this to not suck. And, you know, you and I have talked about this a lot. I know you're more into like the UFC than I am these days.
Now I am, yeah.
I just, you know, we just, the heavyweight division, we never get the fights. You and I were at the last, you know, big, we went to the Fury fight against Deontay Wilder. That's the last heavyweight fight I think you and I were at together.
Second one.
Yeah, that's the rematch.
He got beat down.
Yeah, and you never seem to get the fights you want when you want them. That's always been my
best. Bob Squad!
And we love Deion. Birmingham's best.
But, he's a good dude.
But, yeah.
He just got it.
So this is actually, you know, this moves the meter and moves the needle more for younger guys than it did anything with the WBA, BO, or the alphabet soup that sanctions the heavyweight division would put together.
Right? Yeah, I'll say this. That whole, you know, that and again, you're trying to insult each other, right?
That's the whole thing. Yeah, that's what they do.
You don't know. Nobody knows who you are. Stop
please.
It. Stop
please.
It.
Please.
That's...
Come on, he's the most recognized.
When he's like, there's a white boy up the road. Yeah. Like, are you serious right now?
He hasn't been at the top of his game in 25 years, and he's still probably the best-known boxer on the planet.
Come on, man.
I asked Abe this last night because we were talking about this. Like, Tyson would always kind of psych an opponent out before he came out to, like, actually enter the ring. What's that intro going to be like for him? Like, is it going to be like a more mellow, more low-key Tyson just walking out to the ring?
Or, Carl, does he bring back the towel with the hole cut in the top? Remember, he come in with the boots and no socks?
It was the gladiator look.
Right.
It was just all black with the shirt cut, and that was it.
And the part of that intimidation was there was no... You know, no celebration or frills or whatever you want to call it. I'm coming here to kill you. And literally he would psych guys out by that. I don't know. I'm curious to see, too. But, you know, again, we have to remember as we all watch this, he's 58.
That's just it.
He's 58. He's not 28.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to make sure he's okay. You know, I mean, he's had the health scare. It was an ulcer that postponed the fight, you know, back when it was initially scheduled.
But I love, Mike, somebody just sent me a clip, and they were like, Mike was like, I was just smoking weed and minding my own business when this guy said he wanted to fight. And I was
how
like,
how you say no to the money?
Well, that, and it was like, it's almost like, I didn't really want to do this, but he pushes me. He's pushed me to a point where I have to show everybody. Either way, what's it? Friday, Saturday? When is it? When is the fight?
I believe it's Friday.
All right.
In case you're wondering, they say they do guesstimate Mike Tyson's net worth. He was bankrupt at one point at about $10 million because Don King took all the other money. But yeah, he's got about $10 million right now, supposedly. So, yeah. You know, but good for him.
Yeah. All right.
I got a weed shop.
Yeah. That, by the way, watch him on when he does some of those podcasts.
Hot box.
Gold. Absolute gold.
All right, Oren, help me take off my 40-pound metal suit and hit my music.
He told a story to Pollock and I back in the day in Vegas about Robin Givens was cheating on him with Brad Pitt. And he comes home to the house in Westchester, and Brad Pitt's on the front. Some skinny guy jumps over the bushes.
Didn't know who it was?
And then later finds out it was Brad Pitt.
Wow. Yeah, I would have ran too if I was Brad Pitt back then. I ain't dealing with that. Hey, man, we got a lot more to get to. We got a special guest that's going to stop by the show. I know you're going, Dukes of Bell, man. Who is it, Dukes? You keep talking about
Stay tuned.
That's all you got to do. And we're going to be here. They're going to be here. You're going to find out who it is. But coming up next, Barbara Dooley. We're talking dogs on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.